This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 107 for Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network. What?
Nothing.
You know,
just having a good time.
You know, I have this notepad at work, and
awesome, good for you, honey.
It's a Rodeo notepad, and I'm right. I usually write just because I like to write with a pen, right? I write down the date, so it'd be like Monday, June 9th, you know, and then the year. For whatever reason, I noticed today that yesterday I wrote 2015.
Oh, what kind of Freudian slip is that?
I don't know what that means.
Not sure what that means.
But I looked at it twice. I'm like, no, that's not a 4. That's a 5.
Hmm. So. Are you trying to, I know you can't hurry love, but you're trying to make time move faster?
What's something. It was kind of funny. So, anyway.
Wow, weird. All right.
So, there it is. Thanks for joining.
It's now 2015. Surprise!
2015. You know what? Let's. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say let's open it up, and anybody in the chat has we're kind of going right on the off the cuff here tonight. So we've got a couple things to talk about, but if anybody has anything particular you wanna
talk about,
just throw the question in the chat and we'll see what we can do.
I was just going to say that I wish that we could make time pass faster because we are going on, God help us, yet another road trip.
Oh, wait.
No. That's not the music. That's not the sound bite I would have chosen. You're getting closer.
Oh, all right.
That'd be the one. Yes, folks, Brian found someplace, 3-4 hours from here.
Close.
Oh, my God.
Actually, we didn't find it. A friend of ours that I met at the now infamous Penn auction last year found this case for us. And that was kind enough to go and take detailed pictures. And it's a big case. It's 6 feet long, big countertop Parker display case. And we wanted another one for the store. And we found one. speaking of which, did you call about the trailer today?
Oh, I can just do that online.
Oh, okay.
Bam.
So
yes, we have to rent a trailer. We have to drive 3-4 hours. Oh my heavens!
Hey, it's Father's Day. I get to do whatever I want on Father's Day, right?
I could bury you in it.
Could bury me in it, probably. No, it looks like a nice case, and hopefully
it
we'll
does.
Be able to,
it looks cool.
It's got a little one small problem, and I think we can fix that, and. Maybe do a little negotiating on price.
Yep. And, we do that well.
Hopefully. But it was funny, you know, I called the guy up and left a message for him like on Monday, right? And I didn't hear back. And it's
this is great.
And this was, Saturday. So I said, well, yeah. Let's call him again. Let's just see. Not that, you know, at this point, it's Saturday afternoon. Didn't really want to plan for leaving the next day. I called the guy up. And I get the same voicemail, so I said, well, you know what, I'm going to call the antique shop where this place is and see if they know them. And they say, oh, yeah, did you call this number? I said, yes, I called that number. And they said, oh, well, he probably just lost his phone, so let me call him and they'll call you back. So, and for whatever reason, every once in a while my phone doesn't pick up the call, even though I'm sitting right there looking at it. All of a sudden I see that I have a voicemail. So I listen to the voicemail, and all it says is,
in this really gruff, scratchy...
Call me!
he played it a couple times just to make sure it was what
I wanted to play it backwards, you know, because maybe there was a.
Oh my God.
No, he, actually, so I call him back up, and the guy's like, "Oh, you know, I realized I didn't even leave much of a message."
Yeah, and I didn't even leave my name.
Yeah, so he was cool. So.
Yeah, we'll go down on Sunday. We will come back with this beautiful big case, and that's really my extent of long distance plans until the DC Pen Show.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just not satisfied. The store just needs is constantly an evolution. So.
Well, agreed, but I would just like to keep close to home for the summer.
Well, it was sometime between the last podcast and this one. We were sitting down and it was like a half hour before the store was going to close, and I looked around. I said, we need to move these two cases here over there and those two over here, and ended up remodeling the floor yet again.
We did. We moved two double-size cases to the front and two single cases to the middle.
To the middle where the ink is.
And, we get a lot done when Dave's there. We love Dave. So, who knows? You know, we could move stuff around again.
We will, I'm sure.
Although I have to say that Brian and Dave were a little mean to me today.
Oh, come on. It's about time. Jeez.
Very, very often when Brian comes into the store after work, Dave and I play the what did we rearrange at the store today game with Brian, and he has to wander around and see if he can figure out what it is we've moved, changed, added, subtracted, whatever.
So Dave and I got Lisa back.
So I was on the phone handling some PCA things today, and came back in. Walked right past what it was that they had done, which Brian has done a couple times. And they're like, so let's play the game with Lisa. I'm not sure I like being on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, but now this is about a 5 foot tall wire rack.
Yeah, that we picked up on Saturday at the ReStore.
We picked up on Saturday, and we put these colorful artist sketchbooks and graphits and croc notebooks and stuff on it. I mean, you can't miss it. She walked past it three times and is looking around like, ooh, what is it? No. Anyway.
It was fun.
So, we had a question in the chat, which was sort of answered, but maybe we can extol on this question. A good hard rubber pen for regular use.
That's all you. Mine's called The Tires of My Car.
The Tires of My Car. Sounds like a bad country song.
Does Billy Currington sing that?
He might.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. Good hardware pen for regular use. The first one that comes to mind, obviously, everybody's going to recommend Waterman 52.
Yes.
Lever filler. You can get them in any number of configurations, plain black hard rubber, chased hard rubber, mottled hard rubber, wood grain, ripple.
Ripple.
A lot of different versions. The mottled versions, the chase versions are going to be lesser expensive. Most people will couple this with a flexible nib. So what I usually recommend is to get the 52.5V, which is
definitely smaller.
The vest size, V stands for vest, half is slender. So usually has a ring top on it.
Yes.
That's a good pen, often found with a flexible nib, but these pens are workhorses, solid, very good pens. The one thing I caution about, since we're talking about Watermans, if you find a Waterman in the wild, or if you buy one off of eBay, or you buy one from somebody you don't know, it's already been restored, do not lift the lever to check to see if the sag is good.
Or certainly don't do it hard and fast. You want to kind of gently...
The reason is because if the sag is hard and you pull up on the lever, you can break the lever box.
Yes.
And
that's... not an easy fix and not inexpensive.
Right, and if it's an overlay, it's even worse. Yes. So, I actually have a couple of repairs in the queue right now. Overlay Watermans with broken lever boxes. I'm not excited about doing them because they're really difficult. You have to take the overlay off in that case, and find the appropriate lever box, and try to keep it in a reasonable price range so that the repair doesn't cost more than the pen is worth.
Agreed.
But anyway, most people are going to be looking at the 52 plain black hard rubber. Another good choice is Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Wall made some really, really nice pens. Not as you don't see them as often, I guess. Just a plain full-size Wall as you would a 52, because they made a ton of 52s. But Wall made some good options. Lots of options, but Waterman's probably the first choice. So.
Yep.
And I saw you typed something in the chat that maybe we should bring up. Do we have a copy of that nearby?
I didn't bring it home.
Don't we have one?
I brought home one downstairs.
Oh, okay. Just hot off the press this week.
This week, it just arrived at the house the other day.
Pen World, July 2014 edition.
Yes.
In fact, I haven't even really read the article. I brought it home and I was working. We are in the July edition.
I thought we mentioned that John and Susan came up, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah. About a month or two ago. It was April, wasn't it?
April. Yep.
April, yeah. So I guess that is a couple months ago. So anyway, if you pick up the July edition, there's a nice little article in there. Shows a couple shots of the store. Yes, we will get some more pictures of the store up soon. I'm working on that. Just trying to figure out how we're gonna do that. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Is my mom in the chat? She'll be, I don't see her. She'll be thrilled to know that the picture of the quilt, there's a picture of the quilt that my mom made. We're standing in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Made a big, huge quilt that hangs on the wall that has fountain pens on it. So.
Yep. That's the biggest picture in the article.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's kind of funny, though, because there are no pictures of pens.
Not a single pen picture.
John took a boatload of pictures. And not a single picture of any of the pens or, you know, any of the shots, like, from the cash wrap looking forward. Nope. Nothing. So I'm not sure who decided what pictures to include.
We sell quilts.
Yeah, quilts and ink and paper. Lots of Execlair and Rhodia in the back, Clairefontaine, but no pens. I promise we have a boatload of pens.
Even more, because I keep making room for more, so...
Yeah, but, you know, interestingly, I need to get comfortable to say this. You've been buying some ballpoints and rollerballs.
I have.
Feeling all right?
I almost ordered some today without talking to you first.
What?
I was talking to Dave about the new line of Schaefer's that are out.
Oh, yeah, the one we got the email about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So. I think you should do it.
I'm getting ready to pull the trigger. So.
All right. I'm ready to pull the trigger on a new line.
New line.
Mm-hmm.
Are we leading into something? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
you know, that other thing you desperately want.
The Sailor Sky High?
I know. I can't wait. Speaking of Sailor.
Only going to be September on that one, right?
I know. But it's so going to be worth the wait. No, there are a couple new lines that we will be bringing into
the store
and the company soon.
Wait a minute, hang on. Let me put you on the spot here. I get a tester for this new line, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, totally. Wow. Of course you do.
Awesome.
And it's public.
A fountain pen, right? I get a tester fountain pen.
Get a fountain pen, yes.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, there's our initial.
There you go.
anyway, so Sailor is the big news of the week.
It is. And, you know, it was kind of, I don't want to say annoying, I'll go with frustrating, that there were all these rumors and, you know, some people are saying they had official confirmation. Some people, you know, we were saying we didn't, because every single day we would check in with our sales rep, who is, you know, an Atoya rep. He's right there. He was the one who sent the email to Japan. And if our rep says he hasn't had official confirmation yet, I'm going to believe him. Right. I'm not going to believe some other random...
Somebody who talked to somebody who's a dealer.
Yeah, friend of a friend who knows some guy.
Yeah.
So we did not officially have confirmation from Sailor until this morning. And we saw the forwarded actual memo on Atoya letterhead dated today. So.
And what are we talking about?
We are talking about...
now that we've gotten this all out.
There you go. There's my Clairefontaine. Six of the current Sailor colors are being discontinued.
Yeah, it's a little disheartening. Not disheartening, but I really like some of them, so I'm going to have to just... You know, and there's nothing you can do, right? So you're just going to have to... Well, in my case... I don't know, stock up, or I'm sure that the new colors are going to be, some of them are very close.
Well, there are a couple things going on. Six of the existing colors are being discontinued, and those six colors are the apricot, which I really like, grenade,
Epinard, oh, that killed me.
Ultramarine, the peche. And
Sky High. So I got the whole list right in front of me here.
Yes.
So you don't have to guess. They are keeping black, blue, and blue black in the Gentle series, as well as the Kiboguro and the Seiboku.
Now, the blue is really pretty.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind that they also, Sailor, brought in 8 re-releases of what they call the seasonal ink. And these... Wait till you see the box, people. It's really cool. It's very pretty.
Forced color of seasons.
Yes. So it's all very cool. So the 8 new colors came in, and we got them in, and they blew out. Some of them we will not be able to restock until mid to late July. So Yamadori, gone.
Well, and we expected that. And
we ordered a ton of it, but the warehouse in California is out of Yamadori. There simply isn't any. And we, in fact, upped our order a couple times. We got probably more than anybody else because we kept bumping up, and we got a lot. But anyway, that's gone. There are still some other colors that have a couple bottles left, but buy them soon. Now, the good part is that Sailor does have quite a lot of the old ink still in stock. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a ton of it coming tomorrow. So we restocked some of the colors today, and we have actually 4 huge boxes coming tomorrow. So we will be fine for now. Sailor says that they have quite a lot in stock. I think the quote was a year's worth. I'm not sure about that, but they do have some. The other thing is that a couple of the new colors are almost identical to existing colors.
Some of them are close, yeah. So
some of them are very, very close.
We'll see.
In fact, I think you put it on the blog post you put up today, right?
Yeah, so...
The links.
With your help. You're going to have to help me pronounce these.
I'm going to skip the pronunciation because I don't want to offend anyone by mangling the names, but there is pretty much a dupe for the Ultramarine.
Wait, I can pronounce these. Actually, these I can pronounce. There's like one I can't pronounce. Sky High. Sultan? Is that right?
Don't know.
Well, that's how it looks to me.
I only know how to say offensive things in Japanese.
I'm learning this now. So Sky High, you could try Sauten.
I don't know.
Somebody will chime in, I'm sure.
I'm not going to mangle it.
I'm not afraid to mangle. Ultramarine. Okay. Neo-E Sumire.
That's a pretty one.
Grenade.
It's a very close match.
Yeah. Okuyama.
I can do that one.
And this one, I'm going to have to try this out because I really like Apennard. It's what we use as a tester at shows and at the counter. Tokiwa Matsu is close.
I think it's very close. When I did the initial swab right out of the bottle, I matched them up, and Dave and I couldn't tell the difference. Awesome. So I think that overall, the first two are really dead on. The second two that Brian just mentioned are really, really, really very close. Depending on what pen you use, you probably won't even be able to tell the difference. It's definitely not a Coke and Pepsi kind of thing.
Well, there is no suitable replacement for Pesh or Apricot. So.
No, that makes me sad about the Apricot. So I'm hoarding some.
How many did you take out? I mean, we get this box and...
And I just kept it.
How many? Five?
Six? Take six? No, we sold five Apricot today to one person. So definitely, if you're concerned, you need to stock up because when the warehouse is out, it's out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing is these are 50% less than the new, new seasonals.
The current inks are still $12.50, and the new seasonal inks are $18. So on the one hand,
seasonals are staying. So even though we're calling them seasonal, they're four seasons, I guess. So
yeah, the four seasons. But
you know, everybody's going to panic, right? Everybody's going to panic. So they say they have a year's worth.
I don't know about a year's worth.
You know, people are going to be able to. Yeah, people are going to be sweeping this stuff up. So, that came in, and then also today, I believe you have it in your hot little hands.
Yeah.
The brand new. Oops, sorry.
This is very cool, Wayne. Forgive me. The new teak. Actually, it's the old teak.
It's called the new old teak.
Yeah.
Old teak.
This, I know when we talked to our Sailor rep, he was very excited because apparently Sailor has not done a pen in teak that was less than $800 or $900 before. So this is definitely new. So that's very cool.
It's a nice, nice looking pen, 14 karat nib. It's got a nice little decorated band on the around the barrel, which is unique. Snap cap, fine point only.
Fine point only.
Very, very surprisingly light pen.
Yeah, it's a good size. It's a good weight. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Come on.
No, it's really cool. It's yeah, it's nice. I wasn't sure what to think of it when I saw the picture, but you can't always tell when you just see a flyer.
It's Sailor. How bad can it be? I mean,
it's beautiful, and of course, it's going to have a killer nib.
Yeah. So
Sailor nibs are great. The big excitement for me, and I'm sure for Brian, will be in September when the Sky High comes in.
Yeah, that's a killer pen.
Oh man, that blue. The blue is a little bit lighter than the Pilot Custom 74 in the blue.
You know, I wish we had a King of Pen. I would like to see how big that is. I mean, I know it's big.
Yeah, we can get one.
Well, we had one that a while back. I don't know. It's probably too big. It's too big. I think the Pro Gear is going to be big enough. But it's a Pro Gear Slim and the King of Pen, which is a King of Pen Pro Gear. Anyway, September, something to look forward to. I mean, as the temperature drops.
I know. I can't wait. It's such a pretty pen. But, so that's the big Sailor news, is the new seasonal ink in, at the same time announcing finally, officially today, that some of the old colors are going out.
It's sad.
The new teak pen arrived. We got restocked on a couple other pens, which is always nice. That blueberry just flies off the shelf.
Yeah, it's a pretty pen. I wish they made it in something bigger than that Pro Gear Slim size, a little bit small pen. Not that I would buy a blueberry for myself, but
it's kind of purple.
Yeah,
It's cool.
It's a purplish.
Very cool.
Purplish.
I like it. I might have to have one. My birthday's coming up.
Your birthday is coming up.
So there you go.
We just give sailors from now on, because I've got a sailor coming. And actually, do they make that sailor anymore?
No. I don't think so. I'm not sure.
The ribbed sailor?
They might. I'd have to look. Right. I found it. I bought it. It's give it to you soon.
Factory stub.
Yes, those are cool. They do not make the stubs anymore.
No.
So very cool. Let's see. A couple other things.
Father's Day, right? Can I trade pens for Father's Day?
What were you going to get for Father's Day?
This one?
Oh, the razor.
This one? Remember this one? The Blue Valor?
Oh, that one. Give me that back.
You gave it to me.
I did not give it to you.
I'm not selling this. This is gorgeous.
Jonathan will buy it.
No way, man. No way, Jose.
Help me out. Anyway.
This thing is amazing. Look at that. I can't wait to
have it. You and I can negotiate pens for Father's Day and your birthday later.
How about I get both of them for Father's Day?
And you get the razor for your birthday? That's not very
exciting. No. The razor's from the kids.
Anyway.
All right.
I'm sure not everybody else argues like this.
I don't know.
About which pen to get for which holiday and anniversary. What else do we have that's new and exciting?
Real quick, we've got some old bells that we picked up. Real inexpensive, good for gifts.
Yeah, they're awesome for gifts.
Fun colors. We bought out the last that Kenroll had. Actually, Lisa did that, not me. So those are up on the site. I got some ballpoints coming up soon. Monteverdi nibs are coming up.
Yep.
And what else you got?
We got restocked with, I guess it was last week or the week before, we got in a bunch of the Noodler's acrylic pens. We finally got restocked on those, including one of the new colors, the yellow Fleur de Lance. And this week we got in some ebonites in the Methuselah's Pinecone and the Sahara. And we also got in what's new to us, the Dixie number 10 Methuselah. So those are kind of cool. So that's new. What are you doing?
I just want to see if my camera...
Wayne hates that.
I know he hates that. It looks like a sword. It's this wall number 3 nib that I have.
Put that thing away.
No.
Put your sword away.
That's a nice looking pen. No other questions from the peanut gallery here.
I think Aziza is behaving herself.
I don't think she's in it.
She left.
Yeah, she was.
Anyway, so besides our road trip, do we have anything else exciting going on? We do have the farmers market in town that started on Wednesday night, so we've been staying open later for that.
Yeah, so if you're in the area and you're going to come and visit, you can visit the farmers market on Wednesday nights. It's kind of nice.
And good food. It's small, but about 50 vendors. And then the farmer's market starts a week and a half from now on Saturday, on the 21st.
Jonathan says we have the lamest. Oh, tamest, not lamest. Well, we wouldn't save him for the air, would we?
We don't actually ever fight.
No, not really.
No.
So...
I think Dave enjoys our mock fights. Brian will come in and, you know, we'll talk about ordering something or something came in and I think Dave has a good time. But so I don't know, besides this big road trip, we've honestly just been trying to get some more stuff done on the website and enjoy being home. We had a fire in the fire pit the other night and it was nice to sit and have a glass of wine. And it's just been really nice to not travel a little bit.
Hey, you want to see a cool pen that I got in this week?
Oh my God!
I'm just still going.
Do I know about this?
No. This is not mine.
Okay.
It's just really cool to see. You know, like when people send pens in for repair, and this came in, and I just about fell out of my chair because it was described as being just a Parker.
Okay. And what is this just a Parker?
Okay, so just a Parker could be anything, right? It could be a 45, it could be a vacuumatic, it could be a 51, it could be a 61, could be a button filler. How about this?
Could
right
be a vector.
Here?
Nice.
Vector. This, a Lucky Curve turbine top.
Very pretty.
Isn't that nice? I've never actually had one of these, so it was really, really, really cool to see it. Gold-filled filigree eyedropper. So I'm working on restoring that for these folks, but it was kind of fun to get in.
Oh, you know, there's something else that's going to happen this week.
What's that?
And the audience at home will be able to see how this plays out over the next week or two.
Do I know about this?
You do. We are going to go to the ReStore. We love the ReStore. On Saturday and buy you a desk or a table or a bench. And we are actually going to move Brian's workspace down to the pen room, the former pen room, now that there's room. And all that stuff that you see behind Brian and over next to Brian is quickly going to move, and I'm very excited.
You're gonna be shocked at how quickly that's gonna consume the basement.
Well, I'm good with that. At least I don't have to see it then.
Ah.
And I can get a couple of those laundry baskets back that you have all those pens in.
No, you know what I had to do is I had to get take video of it of us moving it out. Do a little time.
And then like fast forward it.
Yeah.
Eric mm-hmm. and Steven did at the DC show.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get that same music, like little clown music? Where's Eric when we need him?
I know, right? I chatted with him this morning, as a matter of fact.
I saw pictures on Facebook. He looks like he's doing well.
Yep.
So anyway, that's the other thing is moving Brian's workspace so he's got more room to sprawl out.
Yeah, we just got too many pens up here. I literally have...
We just have too many pens, period.
I maybe have 4 square inches of desk space here that I can do anything with.
Yeah, you need some space. So that's our other big project because, you know, we just relax so well. But I think it'll be good. You'll have some more... you'll have all those bookcases, you'll have some more surfaces, you might even be able to get to things a little more quickly, and then your desk will be freed up for some other things we have down the road.
What is this?
That's what?
We're going to play the What is on Brian's Desk game. Oh, look at that. What did I get that?
Like maybe you could show it to us, because it's
I'm sorry, right here. Do you remember this?
No.
It looks like a Pelican 400, yeah. 140.
When did we buy that?
It's a 400. I
must be mine.
I have no idea.
Anyway. So that's our big adventure for the next week. We're going to relocate Brian's repair space, and we're going to go buy a case.
A case. Oh, that's right, the case.
The first thing we talked about. The big case that I'm going to bury you in.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, there it is. Not much this week. We'll keep it short maybe, huh?
Well, we've been busy with all the sailor stuff, and I had some PCA things going on, so it's been busy.
Yep.
So that's that. I do want to know when Jenny's coming to visit.
Yeah, come
Jonathan,
on.
Jonathan, Tracy, come on. It's summer. Come on.
Weather's not going to get any nicer.
I think what Tracy needs to do is just borrow, like, the challenge, not the Challenger, but borrow one of the shuttles.
Challenger?
It's the only one I could think of. I'm sorry. That was bad. I'm sorry. Borrow one of the shuttles.
Shuttle?
Stop and pick up Jenny and Mary and Shireen and a couple of the others.
You're just going to stop, like right on the highway or something?
Just hover.
Drop a ladder.
Move up. And then just come on up. We're good. We have an airport in town.
I would take up most of the airport.
Wouldn't that be awesome? So just, Tracy, work on that.
You know what we ought to do for next week? if we don't have anything planned, we should do a topic, or not a topic, but a reader's choice.
Ooh, okay.
So
we'll work on that.
We'll work on that. Anyway.
And maybe we'll work on doing something from the store with all the cases.
Yeah, I need to do it. I know people are giving me heck about that. So, do you have any shout outs this week?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
Come on, man. You got to work with me on this.
Shout out to Cousin Martin who called, and go take a walk. That's all I have to say. He knows what that means.
Oh, and speaking of Martin, we're having a visitor next week.
We are. A good friend of ours, Martin Ferguson's coming up to visit, and Mike and Audrey are coming up after that, and so that will be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Can't wait. So, yeah, it's good. How far is Minneapolis from Appleton?
Four or five hours.
Do it, Jonathan. It's doable.
Close enough.
So, anyway.
All right. Well,
we're going to try and keep it short. Brian's got maintenance to do.
Tonight. So.
And we've been just slammed with things, so sorry.
All right.
That's it.
All right. That's it. I feel like I should be talking about something. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens. 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Definitely send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
Or Dave at AndersonPens.net.
I know. Send Dave an email.
Send Dave an email.
Everybody say hi, Dave.
A little something for hump day. Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog where you can see this, blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products, special sales, stuff going on at the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Good night.
Bye, all.